The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Anders Myhrvold.
Anders Myhrvold is a 6 foot tall, 200 pound left-handed shooting defenseman, first drafted by the Quebec Nordiques in the fifth round, 127th overall, 1993. Myhrvold played a lot of different hockey for a lot of different teams and touched a lot of different ice surfaces in his career. He played for 7 different leagues and 18 different teams. Myhrvold was called up from the queue directly to the Cornwall Aces to play in 3 playoff games. He managed 1 assist and 1 penalty. By the time the 1995-96 season had started, he found himself playing for the Colorado Avalanche, where he played exactly 4 games, getting 1 assist and 6 minutes in penalties. To go from playing in the queue to the AHL playoffs to the Colorado Avalanche of the NHL in less than a year is a whirlwind tour, to say the least. It would foreshadow the rest of his career as he bounced from team to team to team. He played for the Cornwall Aces in the 1995-96 season and then moved on to the Boston Bruins, where he played in the NHL for 9 games, and then back down to the AHL, where he played for the Hershey Bears and the Providence Bruins before moving on to the SEL. For those of you who didn't catch the earlier podcast, that's the Swedish Elite League. But just when it looked like he was taking the path that so many other players do who touch NHL ice briefly and move on to European leagues, he found himself playing again for the New York Islanders in the NHL for 12 games. The process would repeat itself as he was sent back down to the AHL for a couple of years, to the Swiss A-League, to the DEL, to the AHL, and then back to the NHL to play for the Detroit Red Wings for exactly 8 games. And this is where his story takes yet another weird plot twist. In November 2007, Myhrvold told a Norwegian newspaper that he'd been abusing cocaine for a lengthy period of time. He said he tried the drug for the first time following a Detroit game. Go figure. While we're no detectives, we think that cocaine may have had something to do with the injury he sustained in Oslo in 2006. Quoting directly from Wikipedia, on 23 December 2006, Myhrvold was assaulted after a Christmas party in Oslo. He received injuries to his head and successively underwent surgery. Despite all of his struggles, he managed to come back to the ice and was an important part of the success the national team reached with the quarterfinals in the 2008 IIHF World Championship in Canada. Anders Myhrvold finished his career in the Swiss leagues. He hung him up in the 2005-2006 season and hasn't been seen since. But for 4 games in the 1995-96 season, he did in fact play for the Colorado Avalanche, which is more than a lot of other players can say. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it and then go subscribe. Just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, or go to coloradohockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. You'll find shirts there for Dutchie, Landy, EJ, Pix, Varley, Skilly, Mac, so many other shirts as well. Stickers, hats, they're all awesome. Check them out, AvsFam.com. Stay awesome.